This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Do you feel that Han Solo shot first, or was that Greedo?
I'm going to be honest with you. More of a Star Trek guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm saying right now, under oath.
And then everyone grumble.
Our Ewoks people.
You know what? That's fucking racist. Oh, God. I'm sorry, but I think the madam said the word C-U-N-T, and I believe that is not allowed in console.
Oh, my God.
Do you take back the word, madam?
Isn't that like saying hello in England? Like that's like just a natural word to say.
No, John, and stop saying that.
Stop calling every English person you meet a cunt. You fucking creep.
It's not a thing.
Nobody can give me a straight answer, though.
Because they're all shocked and appalled that you keep calling them cunts.
The first thing John does when he meets an English person, he goes, "Fatty meets vagina where you live." And then he giggles and runs away.
And he goes, "Bloody hell!"
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you. Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hang on to your hats, you devil dog, as the master bebop blaster of all time is going to give you a soul injection.
You're listening to We Are Better Than You with Dutch and Royce.
Welcome to Dutch and Royce. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is April 25th, 2017. You can join us on morelikeradio.com/live. Follow us on Facebook. Just search for Dutch and Royce. What if I talk like this the rest of the show? Would that get annoying? Anyway.
Oh, you mean talking with an upward inflection?
Correct. Dutch should be here soon. He's actually going to be here semi on time.
For real?
Yes. Joined as always by Marie Lopez.
Hey, that's me. I'm here.
Johnny Cakes and Zeri.
Well, shit far.
Sherry Doll.
Hello.
And producer Mitch.
Hello.
The Dutch will be here momentarily. Hopefully, if we're lucky. Let's lower that rock music there a little bit.
It's a little screamy.
We're trying to shorten the intros and cut all the commercials off for the people listening via podcast. Because
I did a lot of stuff.
I think we should add more commercials intros.
I listen to podcasts in my car, and be honest, everyone here does. Does anybody listen to the commercials, or do you always skip over them?
I only listen for the commercials.
That's weird. You're a weird person.
Well, when I'm in the car with you, we skip because you skip, but I'm too lazy to skip.
Any updates on your car?
Oh, yeah. No, it's getting fixed. It'll be done on the 9th. But so we gotta rent a car.
I'm driving the loner.
Yeah.
The loner.
It's a Toyota Corolla. It's way worse than our car.
Dude, the Toyota Corolla has a lot of the same features that my car does. It's a newer car. It's nice. It only has like 6,000 miles on it. But every time I get in that car, I'm like, it's not my car. This car sucks.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I got a Honda and not a Toyota.
It's
so glad.
It's funny because I was Ubering today and I picked somebody up. No, sorry, yesterday I picked somebody up who also just had gotten into an accident. I was picking them up at the hospital. But their car was a new BMW 6 Series.
Oh,
wow.
And it wasn't their fault. So I pick up this dude.
Not as good as a Honda, though.
No. So I pick up this dude. Well, at least not for getting parts. So I pick up this guy. Trust me. Those German cars. Someone who owns an Audi who's trying to get rid of an Audi. Those fucking German cars, it's fucking impossible to get parts. They're like made in
one. Or even Mini Coopers, they're owned by BMW.
They're made in like one factory that used to be a concentration camp in Germany, and it's like, what the fuck? But all the parts are haunted.
Hard to find good help these days.
Yeah. But, I got into an accident, and he was like all mad, and I picked him up at the hospital, and he's like, "Yeah, man, I'm going to sue the pants off of her." I'm like, "All right." He's like, "Yeah, you know, I was driving along and then I got hit." And I don't have the drop in Dutch isn't here yet. And he got hit and he's trying to show me the picture while I'm driving. I'm like, "Man, I appreciate it, but I'm trying to drive, bro. Like, take the camera out of my face." or the phone out of my face.
Dude, do you want to do this all over again?
So then he's like, you know, I'm going to have to go to therapy. My lawyer told me to go to therapy. I'm like, man, how badly are you going to sue her for? I mean, it was an accident. Relax.
Wait, physical therapy or mental therapy?
No, like mental therapy.
For an accident?
Yes, because his lawyer told him to go because he's going to sue. So...
Oh, he's just doing it for legal purposes, not for actual needing help purposes.
I mean, at least that was... Look, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
Really?
No.
Dr. Lopez has a nice ring to it.
Because you've been talking a lot about Dr. Feelgood and...
No, that's a song. It's a song.
I thought he was going to make it all right.
It's a song I listen to.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
Dutch.
Hi, Dutch.
Hi.
Hi, Dutch.
Sorry for running late.
All right, enough. And stop praising him so much. let's not lose our fucking minds. He should be here.
I mean,
it's his job.
You know, yeah, it should. I mean, it just...
I want to praise you like I should.
Bam, 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 bam.
Welcome, Dutch. How are you?
I am good. My ankle hurts. I keep twisting
What'd
it. You know,
do?
Like when you sprain your ankle. I think I told you guys a while ago.
He tried to dunk, and he landed wrong.
Yeah, but you know, like whenever you like hurt something, you just keep re-hurting it.
Oh, yeah, so dude, trust me. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Ugh. Yeah, it's one of those things.
Yeah, Royce twisted one ankle, started compensating with the other foot.
So
then
I twisted my other ankle because I was compensating.
Right.
And I was like,
well, this
fuck.
One, I don't know how to step off ladders or high steps. I always go left foot first for whatever reason. And I keep twisting this fucking thing. So
why don't
now
you
I have
your
like
best
one of those,
foot forward?
Well, I'm right footed. That's the weird thing. Like, do you guys step off things with your dominant foot?
You know, that's a good question. I've never. I swear to God, I've never thought of it. And
I never thought about it until this afternoon because I, when I was on, whenever I like would use a you know, a razor scooter or a skateboard, I always kick with my left foot.
I'm mimicking a ladder. I'm trying to see how what I would do. I would use my right foot.
I think I always use my right foot.
I would use my right foot.
For whatever reason, I always go off my left foot. Same thing with a skateboard. I don't know why, but I'm right footed. That's the weird thing.
You're right. That's really weird. What a fascinating
story.
Yeah,
that's a great topic so far. I just came in on fire, didn't I?
Maybe because your dominant foot's holding is planting, and then and your undominant foot is, you know, basically bracing it.
Oh, well, John's going to just
double
down on
John,
the foot.
John, you're
talk.
Lefty, right?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Royce.
No, go ahead. This is great.
I was just asking if he was a lefty.
I am. Well, actually, I'm ambidextrous for a couple things, but like,
whoa,
ladders,
what
like
you,
I,
whoa,
are you
whoa,
right
whoa,
with?
Whoa! You can live in water and on land.
I could try.
I'm left-handed, but you don't see me bragging.
But like most of the time, whenever I climb just on bragged. A ladder, I usually use my right foot, and then when I step off with my right, my left foot.
I never thought about it until today.
Well, okay, guys, I'll answer your question. Here's why I was banned from Facebook again.
No.
I didn't ask that.
No, I mean, what I just, I know this ladder
nobody
talk.
Nobody asked that.
This ladder talk is riveting.
I don't think anyone brought it up at all.
I'm sorry. Do you want to hear more of Step Up 3D? Because I'd rather
So,
just
Royce,
talk.
What happened to you on Friday?
Forget it. I don't want to do it now.
Royce, why are
I'm
you
I'm actually curious
for
what, because you already said spick or spicy or specie.
So, anyway, here's what happened. Aaron Hernandez, as you know.
Good guy.
Killed himself.
Nothing wrong.
In jail.
Oh.
Suicide. Yeah, he's good worm food.
Yeah, he killed himself in jail.
Suicide.
So Huffington Post.
HuffPo?
Yes.
I hate when people say that.
The Arianna Huffington Whimsical World Talk Machine. They had an article saying that you shouldn't make fun of Aaron Hernandez's death. And then you read into it and basically the summary of the article is yada, 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 mental health, yada, yada, yada. He had a daughter, yada, 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 yada,
hey.
Yada.
Remember last week when I was saying that all the people making fun of Aaron Hernandez were going to get bit in the ass by the social justice warriors coming around the bend?
Yeah.
Remember when I predicted that?
Yes. Well,
they're defending Hernandez, who killed one guy.
No, they're saying that suicide is never funny.
Which is not true. It's hilarious.
For someone who killed someone execution style, yes, it is.
Yes, that's fine. We're not talking about, and this is what I said, because I commented on the article, and I said, we're not talking about someone who was bullied or someone who had a mental illness. We're talking about someone who didn't want to live in a cage for the rest of their life.
Yes, but to social justice warriors, where is the line? Please don't crawl into my gray area and make jokes, because I can only see black and white, and it's either right or it's wrong. And suicide is wrong, so stop making fun of Aaron Hernandez.
Well, Aaron Hernandez was brown.
The line was around his neck.
Yes. And it was bed sheets. But anyway, so I commented, you know, basically saying that you should be able to make fun of whatever you want. And one of the reasons was like, what about his daughter? And I'm like, well, you know, what about his daughter? Now he's dead and he won't murder somebody else's dad. You know what I mean? Like, that's good. Now some, because what about the other guy's fucking family? They don't matter? No, no, no. You just can't kill fucking people.
Seriously.
So anyway, I don't feel bad. And his daughter's going to get about $5 million. So she's going to be fine. But that's the best thing he could have done. But in my opinion. But anyway, Huffington Post is doing this. And I just got mad because, again, you have people trying to tell you what to joke about. And if anyone watched Louis C.K.'s recent special, he did about a 15-minute bit on killing yourself. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
But it was brutal, right. But it was hilarious.
The gist of it being you don't have to do anything in life because there's the option of killing yourself.
Just watch it if you haven't seen it yet. It's really good. Louis C.K. 2017. But anyway.
And that was kind of what you were referencing.
I wrote this whole article. I wasn't referencing that. I'm not going to try to even use an excuse. Everything I just said now, and at the end of it, I said, and if you don't like what I'm saying, I have some bed sheets to lend you, .. Am I not being clear enough? You can kill yourself, period. Now, I wasn't talking to anyone specific. I was talking to the Huffington Post as a entity.
And this was a Facebook...
Right, correct.
Comment section, okay.
The Huffington Post... decided that they were going to report me to Facebook.
Well, yeah, because you're making threats.
I didn't threaten any. I will kill you if you say I threatened somebody. But anyway, you take that back. I will murder you. Hey, what's up, Kid Joint Johnson and Kane Maxwell in the YouTube chat. So anyway, my Facebook fiasco. So I made that post. It was fine for a day. At some point, they reported me, and I get that this happened to me before. Well, all of a sudden, I go to log into Facebook, and I'm logged out. And then as soon as I saw that happen, I go, here we go. I pop in, and I said that I have been banned because of yada, yada, yada. My post violates this, and it was reported by blah, 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 blah. So I'm banned. For 7 days now, I'm in Facebook jail.
Because you were already in Facebook jail for 3 days twice.
Right, right. So now they spank you again because we're children and we can't handle words. And we can make an entire Netflix TV show about killing yourself. Louis C.K. could do a 15-minute bit about it on Netflix. But if I joke about it...
But some spick in Florida can't joke about it?
Apparently some...
This is
unheard of. Apparently some spick in Florida, which is me, and I have every right to call myself that, so fuck you. I reject the fact that that people are telling me what to call myself. I hate that.
Well, I mean, to play devil's advocate for half a second.
No, that's scary. You do the voice. It's scary.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't just do your normal voice.
I broke my voice modulator. They have clear and guidelines. Not clear, but like you kind of know that they have liberal guidelines.
Correct.
And you're aware of that.
Are you
kind
talking
of stuff.
About Facebook or Huffington Post?
Facebook.
Well, hold on, Dutch. I'm going to be honest now. I did not think...
didn't even say my devil's advocate.
No, but before you say anything, I want to give you all the information. Just really quick. I never thought what I posted was going to get me banned. I didn't think there was a rule against that. I swear, you know, it was
so
one
you
of
didn't, you didn't think that by saying the phrase, go kill yourself,
no.
might raise a red flag to
no.
a liberal site like as
no.
Facebook?
I swear to God, and now looking back in hindsight, I will agree, maybe I should have. But the moment I made that, I thought if you read my post in context, there's no way. But again, that's my fault. Again, I blame myself for thinking context was going to be taken into account. It was just as blatant, just like when I called myself a spick. Context wasn't taken into account.
Well, I don't know about context as much. I mean, like, granted, it wasn't your opinion. It was the tag you threw in at the end.
I get it.
I'm going to side with Royce on this one because I know you don't spend a lot of time on Facebook, Dutch, but
no, I don't.
People say that all the time.
All the time.
Really?
I see it. I see it. I mean, look, here's the thing.
But
everybody
do they
knows,
say it on Friends Walls or do they say it on Huffington Post's comments?
I didn't say it on Huffington Post's comments. I shared this post and I posted it on my own wall with my own comments.
You
with
have
the
a mole.
What? What?
You must have a mole in your timeline that's flagging
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Or just Huffington Post doesn't like Royce.
But how would Huffington Post have seen it if he shared it and it wasn't a comment
because
on their
Because as Huffington,
original...
anybody on Huffington Post's page could see who shares their article.
Oh, I guess so.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Am I a public pro?
Oh, okay. I thought you did. I thought you did it in the comments
no!
section.
No,
that's what
I
just clarified.
Was on Facebook and I shared their article on my own page. So these comments were of my own page on my own wall. So only people
okay,
that are
then
my
that's,
friends.
Now that's bullshit.
That's my point. I'm sorry, Dutch.
Because I was going to say my only part of my devil's advocate statement was you're going on their comment section, their wall, and tagging your opinion with go kill yourself. But now that it's
it's
saying
my
it that
own
way,
wall.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
It's my own wall.
That's bullshit.
It was clearly my own, you know, my own thing, and I don't understand. Whatever. I'm not even going to play the victim. I don't fucking care.
Did you send a retort to this?
No. This time I didn't even get an option like last time. It's just like, that's it. Look, here's the thing. They have this policy, apparently, where if you say kill yourself because it's promoting suicide. My problem with that is that it's loosely enforced. They only, because like Mitch says, everybody says it. So it's this weird thing where it's loosely enforced, and it seems to be enforced on people who are criticizing something. Both criticizing BuzzFeed or criticizing anybody.
That's what I'm saying. You might have a mole.
So,
can you see who reports
No, of course not, because they don't want you to. I guess they're afraid someone's going to retaliate. I'm not going to retaliate. I don't care. My thought is if you don't like what I'm posting, dude, don't follow me. It's really simple. Like,
no, they want to destroy you. It's not about unfollowing you. They want to silence you.
But anyway, so
whoever the proverbial they is that keeps reporting you.
I'm banned for 7 days. However, there's this other person on Facebook who's running around named Royce.
How can you run around in the internet?
Well, I mean, sneaking around.
How do you?
Well, named Royce Lopez, but it's Royce Lopez Jr. And he looks a lot like me. And apparently he is saying a lot of the same things that I say. So, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, Facebook, here's the problem. It's the internet, stupid. Do whatever I want, you moron.
You can actually search on Facebook for the hashtag kill yourself, and there's a lot of
posts on
there.
I know, of course there is. That's what bothers me.
There are.
I couldn't find logic in this one.
Well,
like, this was isn't even like...
Here,
I get accused of trolling and everything, but I wasn't even trolling. I was literally just giving my opinion on a situation.
Which was harsh.
Which was... Fine, but it's harsh. But it's still my opinion.
Yes.
And I'm allowed to have it, right? It's social media.
No, you're not allowed
right,
to have those opinions.
But the other people, I think what they would think and their retort would be, we have the right to not like it and report it to the higher-ups, I guess. I don't know.
Right, but then my retort is...
He's kind of funny.
So, Facebook, you have to take that into account.
Facebook has empowered every single user to be a tattletale and a narc.
Right.
To other people.
Someone needs to fucking call them a whambulance. I'm going to say it. Pardon my French. I'm sorry. Take the kids out of the room because it's going to get harsh. All right? Are they out? Good. Let me tell you. I'm sick of all the crap.
All this malarkey?
This malarkey that Facebook is throwing down. Mark Zuckerberg is sitting there in his mansion in Hawaii, allegedly not shooing Hawaiians off of their own land. And he's going to fucking...
That's not even allegedly. He is.
Okay, well, he is. You're right.
How much of the day-to-day with Facebook do you think he actually has, though?
100%. He's actually God.
You know, no, but you know what? Oh. He has a lot. Actually, Kyle was talking about it on Hippo Juice. It's so last week. He did the whole, like, a VR thing. Like, he's really into his company. Like, he's not a sit-back kind of guy. He's like a Steve Jobs kind of guy, you know? Right. So, whatever. You know, my problem is this. Let's look at things in context. Again, I always say context matters, right? That's something I think we all agree on. Context matters. In context.
So does cup size.
Also. In context, I was making fun of a situation of a murderer who killed somebody. So right there, I think.
Yeah.
Even if you're using these weird. First off, let me be straight. I believe you should be able to make fun of everything. I don't believe in you should be able to punch down, punch up, punch left, punch right. But. I'm also believe, at least society-wise, when it's a murderer, everyone's like, all right, you can make fun of him if he killed himself.
I disagree.
Like the burger, like the McDonald's, like the fucking Facebook killer. Yes.
I disagree. I understood the context of what you were doing, and the first part was you making fun of Aaron Hernandez killing himself, but the second part is you saying if you don't agree with what's going on, then and then you gave the proverbial person reading your post a blanket to commit suicide with.
I said you can kill yourself, not you should. I'm saying it's an option. I gave them as an option. I am not saying they had to do it. You're right if I said you should kill yourself. No, you can. So I'm basically like, hey, you know what? This is an option.
Oh, so here's – okay. I understood your fault now. It wasn't that you said you can kill yourself. It's that you didn't put can in either all caps or in asterisk marks or italicized so that we would read it as you can.
I shouldn't have to do
– Don't yell at me.
Okay. I shouldn't have to do.
In today's day and age, it's very easy to just, you know, caps lock for three letters and then go back to lowercase.
Here's my point. I don't think.
How do you do that?
I don't think my. Shut up, Sherry. I don't think my caps lock.
I think your caps lock is. Are you assuming my caps lock, bro?
No, look. My point is, it's ridiculous, right? Like, I can't say something on my own wall. Today I was.
Correct. You can't. There's secret groups now for the dankest of the memes because you can't say that on the normal public timeline anymore. Like, you know how the internet was born and then there was the deep web and then social media was born? Now Facebook private groups are the deep web of Facebook. Like, people don't share their normal thoughts on their public timeline anymore. There's a public and private persona that people are retreating away from the main timeline to a few small group of people that they can trust to be their actual selves. So there's a million private secret groups out there in Facebook. That's where it's happening. And then on the public timeline, it's all tasty made videos and cats and farts. I mean, the things that people can agree with unilaterally.
Look.
Yeah, what she said.
No, I understand that, but my thing is
I'm not even on Facebook just for the reason that you're frustrated and the reasons that Marie was giving that you have to have like two different personas now with your Facebook page because that's just as much of an extension as
but,
you are.
But I think like, that I think that I'm living in a house of glass. Like the problem is this is that I like to also use reality. In reality, look, I never will say it's a freedom of speech thing because they're a private company and they could do whatever the fuck they want. If they don't want certain speech on there, they don't have to have it on there. I get that. However, we live in a world where Facebook is literally the biggest social media platform. And a lot of people, myself included, for promoting the shows and everything, it's important to have that if you run a business, if you run this or you run that. So now you basically have this company who controls, I mean, they're what, the second biggest website on the planet next to Google. Am I correct by saying that?
There's, I think, one Chinese site that's bigger, but
right.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they control the flow of information. News stories break on there between there and Twitter, you know. And even Twitter, they're banning people too, left and right. Look what happened to Milo. So the problem is that, and I'm not even trying to make myself some sort of fucking martyr or anything. I'm just saying that in reality, it's kind of shitty because there's no alternative. You know what I mean? Like,
well, the marketplace will decide. I mean, it's only going to get to a point where, like, because here's, I think what your biggest frustration is that for a good chunk there, Facebook was the Wild West, aside from nudity and porn. That was the only thing that they had stipulations with. Now they're starting to monitor speech. And it's like, what the fuck? I had no issues. I mean, dude, didn't somebody get in trouble recently, like on the show for something that they put up like 6 years ago and then all of a sudden it got flagged? Well, was it you?
It was also Royce, wasn't it?
It's always Royce.
Dude,
But that's, I think, is the majority of your frustration is because they're getting bigger and now they're starting to do this whole moral policing stuff.
Well, Dutch,
once you give someone free reign of things and then you start taking away from them, that's when everybody starts. And like I said, marketplace will decide. If that starts getting too stupid, then people are going to start shifting to something else.
Well, Dutch, it's not even just that. I mean, it's also now, you know, YouTube. I don't know if you can keep on what's happening there, but they've become even super censor crazy. Like anything that criticizes Islam, and I'm not even talking about Islamophobia or saying they're all crazy, but anything, it's demonetized. You know,
really?
Yeah, dude, a bunch of conservatives.
Yeah, they're demonetizing everything left and right.
Yeah, especially if it's anything that goes leans right. there's a good chance that they get demonetized. And I'm not even talking about crazy people.
Now the economic brain of my head is saying, are they just, you know, they're realizing that their fucking model is like, okay, we're giving away too much money. We should start keeping more of this for ourselves.
They're already taking 40 anything, like anything that's monetized, they already take 40% of the cut. Uh-huh. The other 60% is given to the advertisers, or however that works, and then there's a portion of they take 60% of any ad money that comes in. They take 60% up front.
Right, and the person who created the content gets 40, or is it,
It might get split up even more from that. I'm not sure.
Kane Maxwell in the YouTube chat says 4chan and Reddit are worse. I mean, look, well, 4chan, you can pretty much do whatever you want. At least
worse in what respect? Worse as in you can see worse speech, or worse as in they're restrictive? Because I don't think 4chan
they're being
and Reddit,
more restrictive. They're not restrictive at all.
Exactly. I mean, I haven't been in them in a very long time, but I don't think that they're, are they stifling free speech in 4chan?
Well, look,
and
my point is that, you know, anything like YouTube, again, back to the YouTube thing, they demonetize everything. And it's like, so now, you know, I mean, if you follow along, a lot of people that were used to be big on YouTube, and I'm not talking about people that are new to YouTube, people that have been around for a while and now demonetize them and they have to move on to Patreon and have Patreon accounts or, you know, Kickstarters or something to be able to, you know, keep making money doing it. Because remember, a lot of these YouTube people quit their jobs. This became their job. And now they start changing their policies on what's hate speech, on what they consider Islamophobia, on cursing. Dude, if you curse too much, I think shit's okay, but if you drop the F-bomb too many times, they'll demonetize you. So it's not, I mean, I'm talking about, if you talk about drug use, if you talk about weed, they'll demonetize you.
You're telling me that none of our live radio broadcasts off of YouTube Live or making any money?
None, because
the fuck, man?
Everything that we've talked about, that's number one. But number two, you know, we also like to play some music and this and that in the front. And now, you know, they do make it a little bit easier to find music that's allowed. But even still, what they do is they'll just run an ad for that song, and that song will get more views, but we don't get any money. And it's basically, you have the option of playing absolutely no music or even videos or news stories or any sound or anything that's ever been on YouTube, because they have an algorithm out there that'll grab it, and then you're fucked. And then the video gets demonetized, or the fucking Scarlet Letter, a copyright hit on your account, and then you can't ever monetize a video ever again. I mean, even if it happens once, you can't. Kane Maxwell says, worse as you get away with more shit. 4chan is practically all anonymous. Yeah, no, 4chan is all anonymous, and I get that. But again, that's a downside to it. It gets fucking weird in there. I mean, I get in there, it is weird, you know?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, all respect to them.
Places like that, they're like the safe space for people who want to get weird. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I like, don't get me wrong, I'm glad there's a place like that. I mean, look, they've destroyed Shia LaBeouf, and that makes me fucking personally happy. Not even for political reasons, because if people listen to the show, I have disliked Shia LaBeouf before he ever got into politics. I just don't like him. He's a fucking
Have you seen
idiot.
His newest project?
Oh, my God. Oh, which God, one? What? The one when he hides in a cabin?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, 4chan already found out what cabin he's in by the patterns.
And they're texting people who, like, go into a certain hotspot or something like that. Somebody help me out here.
There's this museum that has one phone that could communicate with him, and you could text him from that phone, I believe, at the museum.
Yeah, and when I saw that, I'm like, oh, no. Wait until they get a hold of this.
So what's he trying to do? What's his end game?
What are you doing?
He's gone crazy.
Do crazy people have an end game?
No, look at North Korea. We're about to find out.
I don't know if we're about to find out. We might find out.
But
in
by
50
the way,
years.
Hold on. Let's put it. North Korea was they were announcing that today, because today was like their Independence Day, that they were going to be testing nuclear missiles, right? We sent like a fucking destroyer that way into South Korea right by them, and they didn't test any missiles. Instead, they were just shooting arms, because they talk a big game. But when you have a fucking USS destroyer in South Korea with fucking nuclear capabilities, they just calm down immediately.
Oh.
I don't know what the fuck China's going to do. They're going to have to fucking spank him, because he's fucking trying to get all hard and shit. You can tell I'm up on the news because I talk about the North Korea situation by saying the leader's trying to get all hard and shit.
I think you summarized it pretty well. I think that's what's happening. He might be saying I'm trying to get all hard and shit.
Maybe we shouldn't be monetized. What?
I think the leader of North Korea in Korean is saying that we're going to get all hard and shit to his people.
You know that I found out, and this is true, Kim Jong-un, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is the only one. The guy that can't say without laughing.
What?
He is the only one allowed to have his hair cut in the country. If anybody else, and this is not a fucking joke, if anybody else has his hair cut, they can be put to death. I swear to God.
They're not allowed to duplicate the hairstyle?
Right.
They
cannot have his hair cut.
He copyrighted
in
his hair.
Well, his dad was the one who was making it, so everybody had to have his hairstyle.
Yeah.
So that, I guess this is his, like, rebel move?
Apparently, you're not allowed to have it, only he's allowed to have it.
Don't worry, fat boy, your haircut's safe with you.
Oh, God, he eats
By the
a
way,
lot,
would
right?
you like a quick, we were kind of speculating, I have, like, a brief description of the new LaBeouf art project.
I am excited.
Okay, let's see. It said, Shia LaBeouf began another hashtag art project called #AloneTogether. The project, done in collaboration with Finland's Kasama Museum, will see Shia and his collaborators Nasty Runko and Luke Turner sequester themselves in a remote part of Finland for a month. Beginning today, this is when the article is written, LaBeouf, Runko, and Turner will set up camp in three separate cabins in Finland, inside the Helsinki Museum is another small cabin fitted with a video stream into the three separate cabins. From the museum cabin, visitors will be able to speak directly with the artists, but LaBeouf, Runko, and Turner will only be able to respond via text. The artists will only be able to communicate with museum visitors, no one else, not even each other.
And so now, Mitch, doing. Can you look up? Did 4chan already find his location? I'm pretty sure they did.
Oh, yeah. They found it on like the 14th.
So they
April.
Found it like a couple days after, right? Like,
yeah.
Like two
couple
days.
Couple days.
I mean, and I was reading how they found it. Like, they looked at patterns and they found cabins, and then they called all these cabins in Finland to find out which ones were available and not available.
What are they doing? Even though they found it, are they doing anything? The 4chaners?
I don't know if they're doing anything.
Well, here's my thing. What entertainment or interest value is out of what I just described?
Well, you know what, Dutch? That's how that exact phrase I could use after watching Transformers. So, I mean, you know, for being fair, nothing Shia LaBeouf has been in, except maybe Even Stevens, was watchable.
Like, but here's the thing: is that like same with this project and the last project? I think that's the reason why it's so easily trollable is because. There is zero entertainment or interest value out of this, so we're going to create our own version of it by hijacking it.
So pretending 4chan doesn't exist, if it was just Shia LaBeouf doing this cabin thing, there'd be zero interest in it, right?
Zero people watching any of it. Nobody gives a shit.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree. I mean, but seeing him fall apart is kind of fun. I'm not going to lie to you. Like,
I think he has like a... like a God complex. He thinks he has a lot higher clout and influence than he thinks he actually has.
No, but here's the
problem.
Will
Hollywood work with him ever again?
He's a B actor at best.
The problem with Shia LaBeouf is he doesn't understand. Never underestimate the power of people on the spectrum and groups. And that's what 4chan is. and by the way, 4chan, that is not meant to be disrespectful.
Dude, fuck 4chan, our listeners.
No, yeah, but my point is that they when they want to destroy you, they will destroy you, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't play around. If you get on
the internet has a long memory, too.
Yeah, and it's not even if you get on their bad side. If they get bored, they just get bored, and they destroy people.
Yeah.
You know? And they're not they're not like Anonymous that are fight like hacktivist, and they're not like Reddit that it's like, hey, guys, let's do this and not. No. They will fucking destroy you. Like, they don't care who you are.
4chan is a swarm of bees.
Africanized bees.
I think it goes to more what I'm saying, though. Like, they will from in the past. I mean, yeah, granted, the boredom aspect comes into it. But I think they really get on ones like this guy who has a lot high. He thinks he's a lot more valuable to the human race than he actually is. And they see that kind of shit and they see this nonsense and that's what they go after.
Yeah, no, I agree, and it's true. But I mean, my point is that
have you ever taken part of any of these any troll jobs?
No, I really, not really. I mean, I don't, because I'm too busy getting banned.
Well, not just 4chan, but I mean, just in general.
No.
To think of the life. I think the last trolling thing I jumped on board was Brad's wife.
My problem, well, see, that thing was, see, the problem with Brad's wife is I wouldn't even consider that trolling, because trolling, in my opinion, it's not. I don't think so.
Well, I guess, would you define it as?
I guess, okay, maybe.
Didn't we troll the people for Occupy Wall Street?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, that was fun. Maybe, you know what, maybe Brad's wife is trolling, but I guess what I'm saying is trolling's been given a bad name, because I think, you know, there's fun trolling. Like, Brad's wife doesn't really hurt anybody. No one's not – it's not hurting the company,
except Brad's wife.
You know, except for one person. But I don't know. Maybe you're right.
I'm sorry. I just randomly typed in. Speaking of trolling, remember he said the whole Occupy – remember when we had that one listener of the show?
Derek.
Who was at the Occupy – yeah, Derek was handing the phone around.
Oh, my God. That was one of my best moments doing radio.
I have a 22-second clip that just says Marie talking to an Occupy Wall Streeter.
Play it. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
And go.
Oh, it froze.
Sounds like a really good clip.
There we go.
Hello.
Nope. Says it's going, but I have no volume. Damn it. I'm so bad at setting things up. Why isn't this working?
Probably because you touch yourself at night.
I shouldn't joke about this. Yeah. I did this.
All right, well,
I'm ready to...
All right, carry on. I'll see if I can't fix it.
I want to hear the clip now, though.
Yeah, I kind of do. By the way, speaking of clips, I remember I pulled up the... you know what I pulled up this weekend for Ramcat? He was over. I pulled up our interview with Tommy Wiseau. You know that was in 2009?
Wow.
8 years
2009?
Is when we interviewed Tommy Wiseau. I'm not shitting
Holy
you.
Shit.
I am not
is
shitting
you. Is that biopic movie out yet?
On that room, like, behind-the-scenes movie with Franco? Is that
I think
on?
It's out, isn't
it's
it?
Out, apparently it was out and it got good reviews from what I've heard, but
I haven't
out?
Seen it.
But it, what, like, select theaters or?
I don't what am I, the movie phone guy? I don't fucking
yes!
know.
You were a movie reviewer.
For one movie.
And Marie did most of the work.
Yeah, I did it.
So, you know, really. But what are we talking about, Shia LaBeouf?
Hackers, trollers.
Being part of a troll job.
No, I've never actually been part of one myself that I could. I mean, maybe I have. I mean, on the show, we've been pretty mean to people. But my point is, outside of the show, I
but
don't
I
think
I feel
I've
like
ever...
it's fair because 4chan has trolled us. I mean, we are where we are.
It wasn't 4chan. It was Reddit.
Was it Reddit?
It was Reddit.
Whatever.
I thought it was 4chan.
No, it was Reddit.
What about 4chan trolling us with the Jägermeister machine in Alabama?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That was fun when we had a bunch of people. Like, when the people kept putting our number on Craigslist. Man, remember we got into the fight with a guy just so long ago.
But see, that's why.
We got into a fight with this guy in Alabama who called and he wanted, like, hey, man, you got that machine. I think it was, a Jaeger machine, John?
Yeah.
It was a Jaeger machine. And around this time, they just had a horrible, like, tornado pass through Alabama.
Like, hey, man,
and we were like,
shame.
And we were shaming people, calling, like, shouldn't you fix your house?
He's like, hey, man, I'm going to drive down here and kick your ass. I remember him threatening to fight me. And I'm like. And he goes, you know, I said, I remember saying, you know what I'll do? I'm just going to lock my door and call the police because I'm an adult. Like, you're going to drive. It's a long drive to get arrested, buddy. You're going to fight me? And by the way, now I'm not selling you the Jägermeister machine. I had it all along.
Yeah.
And then
just,
I remember there was like a living room set, too, that someone was trying to sell.
Miami Heat playoff tickets?
Yeah.
Someone put that one up and people kept calling us. Motherfuckers.
That was actually fun, though.
Yeah,
that actually created content for the show. That was great.
And that's why we are no longer trolled, and we were able to survive because we thought it was fun, and we didn't actually cripple under the pressure of a lot of people talking to us. We were able to roll with it, convert them, and then that's how we got listeners.
Well, and that's the worst thing you can do is when trolling starts happening. And you try and fight it. Remember, like, years ago when Howard Stern, like, his producers would call Tradio. You guys remember that?
No.
It was like a trade show. Tradio was a radio show that basically sold and trade. It was like Craigslist for radio, though.
Okay.
So people would call in and say, I got this for sale. And then they would hold that person on the line, just have them describe the item. And then callers would call in and they would patch them both in and they would sit there and negotiate the deal on the air. Now, Howard Stern found out about this and had his two producers, and they would call him with, like, you know, I have, you know, a slightly used dildo rocker chair, you know, like, it was just the most ridiculous shit. And these guys were constantly fighting it, which spurred the, I mean, if they had just went with it, the Stern Show would have given up, but that created at least 3 years of content for that dumb show.
Right.
So.
Working against trolling is like swimming against a riptide. It's only going to make you tired and drown. You got to go with
it. Oh, by the way, speaking of radio, that just reminded me. iHeartRadio announced that they have maybe 1 year left before they're going to shut down. Apparently, that whole iHeartRadio experiment failed.
Are you the online thing or just in general?
Online everything. Like, apparently the whole thing is going to go bye-bye.
What, just the name or Clear Channel in general is going to go down?
Because
that's a Clear Channel product.
Well, I think Clear Channel changed their name to iHeartRadio, didn't they?
iHeartRadio yes. might collapse this year. Here, I'll read you the article real quick. The largest operator of U.S. radio stations is in big trouble. Yep. Saddled with...
This is bad news for me because this is half of my... what I do for a living. Oh, boy.
In big trouble. Saddled with $20 billion in debt.
Ooh.
And nearly...
Their channel's in $20 billion? Wow.
How do you get into that much debt?
And nearly $350 million due this year. Officials with iHeartRadio's parent companies are warning that the company run by former MTV boss Bob Pittman is on the verge of collapse 9 years after a highly leveraged $24 billion buyout. But by backers, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, yeah, it looks like they're going to go bye-bye in about a year.
That's
I think
no
they will
enough.
Go into chapter
that
11.
Is going to open up a lot of open channels on regular radio stations.
Somebody going to buy them up. Somebody will buy them up for pennies on the dollars. What's going to happen? And they'll
well, here's what's going to happen is it's going to go back to the way it was before the whole corporate radio thing where it was just local owners.
It'll be a good thing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, too. 100%.
Agreed.
It'll be the Wild Wild West.
When I
Wiki Wild Wild West.
When I roll into the
Wild Wild West.
But you know what it is to be $20 billion in debt?
No.
No.
No, I can't fathom what that's like.
Who would have thought the model of commercials
would you be able to sleep? If you constantly knew you owed $20 billion.
Yes, if I was David Pittman, I would, because you don't personally own it. The corporation does. You're going to still get paid every month. You're going to get a gold parachute when you leave, so I'd be fine. There's no Mr. iHeartRadio that's hurting right now. Stockholders, maybe.
I don't think a gold parachute is the best.
You'd fall like a ton of bricks.
You know,
a ton of gold.
I understand.
Usually they're made out of fabric.
I get so angry at you guys sometimes.
What about like gold leafing?
You know, today I sent a message to Mitch and I was
wouldn't that fall apart?
Today I was sending a message to Mitch and I was driving and I just thought I sent a picture of something and I think I said it was the Shawshank no Green Mile and all I wrote was Photoshop ? Because I was driving and then he goes yeah I think that was either Photoshop 6.5 or. Photoshop 5, or and he was telling me that it was definitely made in Photoshop.
As he should, yeah, because you should
he
have
sent
been
me
more
a picture,
clear.
He sent me the Green Mile poster, and he's just like, Photoshop? Yeah, they probably made that in Photoshop because it was 1999, so that was right around the time of Photoshop 5, Photoshop 5.5.
What I wanted
blah, blah,
him to do was Photoshop something like he'd been Photoshopping since I went into Facebook jail, you know, in different posters. But instead, he explained it to me, because apparently since Mitch is fucking autistic, if you don't tell him specifically what to do, he won't
do it. You just need to be very specific. If you asked me, Mitch, can you Photoshop me into this? I would be like, okay, sure, I can do that.
Yeah.
But when you just ask me, is this a Photoshop, then I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to agree with Mitch on this one. When you just say Photoshop with a question mark, you're asking, is it Photoshopped?
I don't think
it's so. Not just you, Royce. I did this to my mom when she
you're
asked
a piece
if
of
I was
shit
dating
to your family,
Sherry.
Too. You're a piece of shit to your family, too. That's great.
Oh, and it's not just Mitch that's the piece of shit. When you were asking me to add somebody to a group, and then I said I can't do it on my mobile phone, you told me to do it on desktop.
And Marie goes, no, I don't think I can. And I go, humor me.
And then Sherry proceeds to tell
terrible dad jokes.
How many?
Laffy Taffy rapper jokes.
Yeah, and I'm like,
because
Jesus
you
Christ.
Said, humor me.
And he was giving nothing. He was giving me nothing. So I'd be like, am I humoring you?
Miami Mills says, sorry, Royce, you're wrong. Here's the thing, Mitch. You knew what I meant, though, right?
Oh, of course I did.
Okay. So I'm not wrong. He's not wrong. What was that?
Was that the clip?
It was Marie talking to the
You finally fixed the clip?
Oh, I thought that was white noise.
Sorry.
I knew exactly what that was. I knew that gurgling noise was a clip you were trying to play 10 minutes ago.
I know. Well, my computer's dying.
Hey, Dutch, why don't you go get a job at iHeartRadio?
Hey.
I hope he got cut
off. Hey, you want to hear Marie trolling a guy from Occupy Wall Street?
Yeah, we'd love to hear Marie trolling a guy from Occupy Wall Street.
We know who's doing it. It's 1%. It's a 1%. It's Wall Street who's doing it.
So, sir, when this...
Anheuser-Busch is now also donating to it.
Sir, when this protest fails, because it's obviously not going to do anything, what's your next course of action?
Well, you know we're not going to do anything. We're doing something all the time. We're doing something right now. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, you are doing something. It's called loitering.
Was that
I remember that up until that point, we had been really cordial to the guy, and then Marie just came out of left field with that one.
Oh, God. I remember how much
fun. We were being nice. We were like, hey, how's it like it there? Is it cold? And then all of a sudden, Marie just unleashes that. That was hilarious.
Big props to Derek because he was out there giving these weird people his phone to use. And
just smoking pot with them.
Yeah, and the people that we were talking to were wonderful. Just none of
when
them
did Occupy happen? What was that? That
no,
was a while
no
ago.
No one remembers because nothing happened. No, marches accomplished nothing.
Doesn't it still
that
march
was 2011, events? I think.
The March of Dimes raises money.
I mean political marches.
Oh.
I mean, parades are cool, I guess.
Says the date created or modified was 2000. Let's see, March 26, 2012. So
even the month of
March. It had been before that.
Yeah, that was a while ago too. That's fun. I want to do that again.
Do you think they still march?
Man, you know what we need to do, and this is our fault. The next time that they have one of those
Spa Day,
it's not my fault. I voted for Spa Day.
I hate everybody. I hate all of you. I have tried to work out an idea here, and you guys, instead of fucking helping me,
our idea here.
I thought we were doing rule of three.
Yeah, you get two jokes and then a serious one. It's how we've been operating for the better part of the decade.
So what is your spaghetti policy?
There's no spaghetti policy. Forget it. I don't care.
You didn't have it, did you?
No, I forgot.
You completely
made me forget. And that's the problem with you fuckers. You make me forget my train of thought.
Yeah, that's why Royce tries to steamroll us
choo,
sometimes.
Choo.
He will can forget
I, can
a
I
sentence.
Tell you something funny? So last week I was driving. I couldn't do the show. I was on like a work job, whatever. And I happened to have like three of my coworkers in the car with me while we were driving down from Fort Collins back to Colorado Springs, which is like a 2.5 hour drive. And halfway there, I realized I'm like, oh shit, Hippo Juice is on, because we were actually talking about. They were asking about the you do radio, whatever. And I'm like, hey, actually, the last, half hour of my show is on. You guys want to listen? And they were like, sure, man. And I turned on, I just pulled up TuneIn Radio and started listening to Hippo Juice. It was like the last half hour. About 15 minutes in, they were like, you guys get really distracted, don't you?
Yeah.
Because you guys were just doing this I'm used to it. But like hearing somebody else comment on the fact that we'll start talking about one thing and then go off on like a tangent, and three tangents later we'll try and circle back. I was like, yeah, I guess we do.
I think what I was going to say is the next time there's another one of those woman marches or something else like that, I would like to send somebody else out there,
like not a woman.
Yeah, like any, it'd be a woman. I don't care who it is that goes out there, but I just want to interview these people.
Oh, okay. I think there's plenty of women's marches going around.
No, but it has to be a big one. I don't want to be one of those where it's like three of them and it's just a bunch of not my president, but yes, it's my pound cake people. And it's like, you can't.
Wait, what's this pound cake thing?
Mostly fat chicks are the ones that are always, it's not my president. I don't know why. I'm not even trying to insult it because I don't even like Trump. For whatever reason, it's ugly chicks that tend to be the most environmental and stuff, I don't know why. Maybe it's because they look most like trees. I don't know.
Maybe you should form a census and, collect some data and put it into a chart. Maybe that'll solve your question.
You know, I'm just glad that they're not going to fucking have 75 fucking genders of the census that's coming up. That's a good side. Fucking positive, you know?
Yeah, I will agree with that. I don't think anyone wants to have to deal with recalibrating two genders into however many genders. I don't feel like that's a road anyone wants to go down.
I feel like that's starting to die. Anybody else think that?
Oh, I think so, too.
No, I don't think
so. It's not as visceral as it was, let's say, 3 months ago.
But you know what is? Hey, Mitch, remember that? Can you pull that story that I sent you of the college where if you don't make eye contact, it's considered racism?
Let me find it.
Yeah.
Or autism, or multiple amount of things. A lot of people don't make eye contact
same
for a very
thing
reason.
Dutch.
Oh.
Racism and autism are one and the same.
So that means if you're wearing sunglasses, you have to take off your sunglasses?
Here, I got it.
Don't get vaccinated or else you get racism.
A new Oxford University guidance accused students of potential racism for not looking their friends in the eyes.
Potential. E-word.
The university's Equality and Diversity okay, I'm going to read this is a real thing they have. The university's Equality and Diversity Unit newsletter includes a list of items including a lack of eye contact that are considered signs of everyday racism. By the way, good name for a band. Reports to Telegraph.
Lack of eye contact or everyday racism?
What if...
Both!
What if the person you're talking to is much taller than you are?
Not making eye contact is a microaggression.
I thought that thing died a little while ago, too, that phrase.
You're thinking of micro machines, so we're a choking hazard.
Oh, right, never mind.
Yeah, as well as asking someone where they are originally from and making jokes about others' race or nationality. So you can't ask anybody where they're originally from anymore? Are for real? No, I'm not even trying to be a dick.
That's a microaggression, trying to figure out what someone's accent is?
I always do that.
I do that every day, all day.
Then I'm racist.
I'm obsessed with accents.
By the way, can I say when I pick up, like... I pick up like an Asian person the other day and they have an Asian accent and everything. They still speak English and everything. But when we're driving and then I'll ask him, where are you from? And he's like, Cincinnati. I'm like, originally. I'm thinking that's not what I meant.
That's a great answer though.
You know what I meant, bro. Not making eye contact is a microaggression, as well as asking someone where they're originally from and making jokes about others' race or nationality. The newsletter.
This is Oxford.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't think they were like up there with the douchebaggery of like Yale or something
worse.
Like that.
Doing these things can lead to mental health problems and other issues. Some people who do these things may be entirely well-meaning and would be mortified to realize they had caused offense. But this is of little consequence if a possible effect of their words or actions is to suggest to people that they may fulfill a negative stereotype or do not belong. The university defended the newsletter as a way to advise and support staff in creating discrimination-free campus in a statement to the Telegraph. Our professors criticized the newsletter, saying it could make students hypersensitive.
What if you're blind?
But that doesn't matter.
What if you're cross-eyed?
Eye patch.
Everyday
pirate.
What if you have a terrible migraine and you can't keep your eyes open?
Look, the problem is that
this is trying to solve small problems when there's a lot bigger ones to deal with.
Dutch.
Especially within the same vein. Like, okay, here we go. You talk about microaggressions, like those little things might convey a certain amount of uncomfortability around people around your own race, whatever. I get the idea of what they're going after, I think is retarded. But what about the fact that I was a few months ago was on a sales trip with my sales manager at the company I used to work at, who was a black man, and we were with this owner of a company who was like 65 years old, and he knew my family, and like he knew our company for a long time, but he'd never met our new sales manager, who was a black guy, and we're at dinner, and he's like, so, Walter, do you have like a lot of kids in other places without the same mom? Like, that's macroaggression. Like, that's the kind of shit. Like, that's the problem that needs to be addressed, not eye contact. Like, can we address that kind of shit exists in South Carolina these days, 3 months ago when I was there?
Yes. And I would actually like to debate this rule, because I can foresee this happening on the other end. as a woman, if I'm told I have to make eye contact.
You're a woman?
I've never assumed your gender.
But I assume my gender.
I assume you're wrong.
And I'm identifying as a woman.
I assume you have a penis.
Mm-hmm. I have several in a drawer that I use offhand.
Not for you, just for Royce.
Right. If you're a woman who has to make eye contact with a man of another race to avoid racism, what if that man misinterprets your eye contact as flirtation and then rapes you?
That's a patriarchy.
Ooh, she might want to use one of her multiple penises on me.
That's the truth. What about that happens? Men could get raped too?
Men could get raped. It could be the other way around. All I'm saying is extra eye contact might be misinterpreted as flirtation and then lead to date rape.
Well, some people just don't like making eye contact. Like, that's uncomfortable for a lot of people.
You know what? We were also taught stranger danger is a real problem and we shouldn't be talking to strangers. So why do I have to make eye contact with everybody all the time now?
I just do whatever I want, and, you know, I don't care if people get mad.
I think I go, do you guys feel like you make good eye contact? I feel like it changes from day to day. Some days I'm really intent on, you know, it depends on how much coffee, I guess, I had that day.
I do
sometimes
if I
look
care.
Straight, and other people, I'll be, like, talking to people, and then I'll float in and out, and other times I won't look at somebody at all.
Yeah, I would say it varies. It's the most intense when I'm in some sort of meeting or interview period where I'm like, make eye contact, make eye contact, make eye contact.
Yeah,
and then I start thinking, I'm like, am I making too much eye contact? Oh, crap. I haven't been listening to what they've been saying. I've just been focusing on their eyeballs.
Stare at their eyes.
Oh, no. For me, it's when I have to talk to people, like you said, you know, that have like cross eye or something and you don't want to be weird. So you look at their mouth.
What happens when they don't blink enough?
I look at their mouth. Just look
or they blink too much.
Oh, that's really uncomfortable. The blinking. Yeah, you have a certain blinking quotient that you have to meet, and when you go one way or the other, it gets everywhere.
Or when you pick up somebody's verbal clutch, like if they say like, so like, and then that's all you can focus on.
Weekend, I was at a wedding with another DJ, and he couldn't stop saying the word like, and it bothered me.
For people, they go then when you catch on to it, then I can't even hear the words they're saying anymore. I could only hear the ums. And then I've just said, yeah, and laughed because I haven't heard what they said because all I heard was ums. They could have been saying literally anything. And I could have agreed to their Nazi policies just because
you
they
realize
kept saying,
what you just did, though, for the listeners for the second hour. All they're going to be doing now is picking out our verbal crutches and telling us to them.
Oh, I know I have them. Of course I do. But I'm also eloquent. And if you do, I'll kill you. So, you know, whatever. You know.
Your mom,
Marie, it's unmuted. So.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
And now a woman who knows about shaming firsthand, supermodel Gigi Hadid.
All right, everyone enjoying themselves? How's that filet mignon?
Go ahead.
You know, we're all here for a really important reason. Because everyone...
Randy, we've got a problem.
What?
Reality's here. He's trying to crash the party. Reality? Who let him in? Shit! Ooh, nice wine, huh? What do you think of that? You know what I think of your pretty flowers? There you go. How do you like that?
All right, buddy, let's go.
I shit on all of you.
Seagal?
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Give me that, you stupid bitch. What a lovely charity event. I suppose you're all feeling pretty good about yourselves. What have you done? You've raised $300 by spending $500,000 on filet mignon and crystal glasses. Look at you, Vin dipshit. You say fat shaming is wrong, so in response you show off your abs. You're the one fat shaming, idiot! What's the matter with you people? You're sad that people are mean? Well, I'm sorry, the world isn't one big liberal arts college campus. We eat too much, we take our spoiled life for granted. Feel a little bad about it sometimes. Now, you want to put all your shit up on the internet and have every single person say, hooray for you, fuck you, you're all pricks.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce.
954-954 573-573 2780. We're gonna Beastie Boy the show.
Beastie Boy the show.
I'm gonna say no, Dutch, let's do this. I'll say one word.
No, Dutch,
say
just do this. I'll say one word.
I don't think you got the rest of that.
I'm not going to do anything else.
I'm not going to do anything else anymore.
Shut up! God, I love electro swinging. It's your fault that I got into it, Dutch.
This is all
you
your
can actually
fault.
Blame that on Kelly. She's what got me into it.
Dude, it's so good.
Isn't it great?
So good.
Who's this one?
Pavlov Stellar, I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember the first one I played was that one from that commercial for that vodka or whatever.
Yeah, it's
I think
cool.
Marie pointed out the first time I used that as a not a rejoinder, but it was like part of like one of the intros.
Don't tell me what I did.
Well, real quick, on a serious note.
Serious note.
Rorschach from Rorschach and Doc. Who knows? Haven't heard.
Died.
Don't joke.
Oof. Should have really waited for me to make the announcement, Dutch.
Oh.
Do you want me to read what Rorschach and Doc has been posting to catch everyone up?
Please go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to read one.
Wow, that timing.
I'm my face is red right now. Why, are you serious?
Okay, so on April 14th, he had posted that Rorschach and Doc won't be live. On April 21st, they posted, I figured we should give you an update as to what's going on with the show. We missed that last week, and we're also missing this week because Rorschach is in the hospital. I don't know what he wants me sharing about his personal medical issues. So all I can say right now is that it's unclear whether he's going to be out and home soon or not. And when he does get home, we'll have to see how up to it he is about doing the show. So that was on the 21st. And then yesterday at 9:30, another post came out saying, I spoke to Rorschach today and he said he could tell you, I could tell you what's going on and that it's been getting out everywhere anyways. Rorschach went to the hospital for liver failure today, and his kidneys started failing, and he was moved to the ICU. It's not looking good. Rorschach does have his cell phone with him, and if anyone wants to contact him, either through Facebook or if you have his number, you can do so. And then, you know, Doc said, I want Andy to
know. Can we make me feel better for like a half second and call him and just find out what's going on? Because nope. I feel horrible.
No, right I don't. Now. I don't want to call him because I don't know what condition he's in. I don't know if he wants to be on air in the condition he's in. Does.
Well, okay. Should we text him first and be like, hey, are you cool? What's going on? I feel horrible.
No, I get it. It's also
11. I was saying as a joke.
Dutch, I get what you're saying. It's also 11 p.m.
A good point.
So maybe we could try tomorrow. I don't want to look, the truth is I don't want to bother him. And I mean, only because I was just in a hospital recently visiting my grandfather. And at nighttime, they don't play around there about all that about phone calls and stuff. Especially if he's in the ICU. You know what I mean?
Yeah, liver failure is no joke.
No,
that sucks, Kenny, man.
And it's just, I mean, I feel bad, and I mean, you know, I mean, all you could do is there's not a GoFundMe or anything, is there? Anything?
I haven't heard anything about it. Actually, okay. If it weren't for the chat, I wouldn't have known to go look and read it. I hadn't been seeing the post, so.
No, I knew for a bit before they posted it. Doc was telling me I just hadn't sent anything because I, you know, was waiting for them to,
right,
say it was okay. But right. Yeah, I mean. You know, that's terrible. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I guess I didn't get along with the guy all the time, but outside of this is radio stuff. That's stupid. You know, it sucks, you know. And
yeah.
I hope he gets better. I mean, that's all you could say, right?
I hope he gets a liver. I'm assuming that's what's trying.
I don't
what
know.
They're trying to
I don't want
to
say that. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No clue.
What was that, John? You broke up.
I said, how's Oscar doing?
Oscar seems to be doing okay.
He's doing better.
He's on the mend. He's, you know, been wearing his little cone, and Dennis has been taking pictures of him. He had it. Oscar had his surgery a couple days ago.
Were they able to get enough funds?
I don't think they raised the goal, but I think Dennis had worked something else out that seemed like it wasn't going to be as much as the original price was. So, I don't know where it netted out, but I do know that Oscar did have a surgery and he's back home and he's on the mend. So,
oh, that's
okay,
good.
Right.
And during the break, some stuff came in on the YouTube chat. It says these people at Oxford do realize that there are some cultures that don't do eye contact because it's rude. That's you know, that's what I like about YouTube, because you sometimes get people from like all over the world, and it's true. I didn't think about that, like. There are cultures where it's actually the opposite. If you make eye contact, it's considered extremely rude.
Yeah, but there's also cultures where it's okay to spit inside.
Hey, so. And you know what? And leave Alabama people alone. So what? Like, if they want to live that way, that's the way they live, you know?
Have you guys ever been around Chinese people who do that?
No.
I'm not saying Chinese referring to all Asians. I'm talking about Chinese as in China specifically.
No, I
haven't. That's a normal thing for them. to spit inside.
I've never heard of this. For real? Why?
Spit inside what?
I've heard it, but I've
inside
never
how? Like say you're outside and you have something in your mouth and you're like in the middle of a park, you have no problem like spitting it out. But if you're inside someone's home, you would either just swallow it or go into a bathroom or, you know, get a tissue or do whatever. You wouldn't just spit on someone's carpet or hardwood floor. That is apparently, not apparently, I've seen it firsthand. That's a normal thing for, I don't know if it's like the rednecks of the Chinese culture or you know what I mean? Like, all I know is that is an accepted practice in parts of China.
That seems really weird.
Exactly.
Do they clean it up afterwards?
No,
I've never witnessed that.
No, they do. Apparently, like on trains and stuff. I didn't know about this.
Just type in China spitting, and it'll come up.
Why do Chinese people spit on the street so often? No, yeah, apparently this is something that's. I didn't know about this. You're blowing my mind here, bro. This is something completely new. But you're right. There's a bunch of articles about it, like legit articles, not like you know.
Oh yeah, this is a real thing. Yeah,
that's crazy.
There's all kinds of stuff just
I'm sure there's shit we do that's weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's gross in any culture, except for theirs, of course. But
right. Did not know that was a thing.
No, but I did know about the eye contact thing being disrespectful or taken as a sign of aggression. Like, that's aggressive behavior in some cultures,
trying
too.
To one-up me, bro?
Yeah. Like, you're supposed to avoid eye contact as a form of respect and humility. So I don't like the whole you force eye contact on people. That does not sound like something that's going to be a good idea, nor will it last long.
No. And I don't mean to keep talking about it. It's just the YouTube thing. So it's just that kind of a delay. People are talking. I want to make sure they know we're listening, you know?
Yeah, that's not fine. It's fine. You can push that in.
But I didn't even think about that, you know, that some culture things and.
Oh yeah, there's a ton of that stuff. Is there a specific type of Cuban regular thing that happens with like within Cuban culture? Because you're Cuban,
touching
that may touching. Be different with like white people.
Touching Cubans touch a lot when Cubans
very touchy feely.
When Cubans are speaking to you, they're obviously they're loud. Like Cubans are very yes. loud people. Like that's how we are. Like. We are, if you haven't picked that up from me, we're very loud, very verbose.
We
use our hands a lot, very similar to Italians. But
And Dutch people, actually. Yeah. I think that's the reason why you and I get along so well is because we're so extremely obnoxiously loud.
So loud.
Now, not touching each other, but we do use our hands when we talk. Like
Cubans touch each other a lot. Like when they're talking to you, well, at least like, I know I do it, and I catch myself. When I'm talking to someone, I'll touch their arm. You know what I mean? Or you know what I mean? Like to emphasize a sentence, you know? And I'm not doing it trying to be weird or anything. It's just I've always done that.
It's a physical punctuation on something.
Right. I hug people when I first meet them, guy or girl. I don't really, I mean, unless it's.
And kiss them on the lips.
Mostly guy.
unless it's a business thing, but I mean, if it's.
Then
you know,
kiss them on both lips.
Both lips. Yes, that's what other lip if it's a guy?
What's the I was going to say, wait a minute, both lips. What?
What's the other lip?
I just felt like
saying Do you kiss the top one first and then the bottom?
I just felt like saying it to confuse you guys. And it worked.
Hashtag both lip kissing. We should get this trend going. Next time you see your significant other, kiss them twice, but one on the top and then one on the bottom.
Well, Mitch, you're white, so what don't you like that people do? Talk?
Oh, I don't like touching.
Vote other people that your color voting?
No, that's fine. I'm not a big fan of the touching thing and invading my space. Like, just leave a little bit of room between me when you're talking. And
that sucks because you know me. I'm a toucher, so I don't care.
Well, I see the difference is I like you. It's just like not necessarily people that I like my family or my friends or whatever, but like coworkers. Like, don't touch me.
Have a lot of common with... Koreans. I know Koreans a lot.
Yeah, because I want to bomb everyone.
Oh, wait. No, the South bomb ones. Everyone.
Which is a good one?
No. I'm just saying, like, anytime I've dealt with Koreans, they have a 5-foot bubble around them. At least, maybe it was just the ones that I've dealt with.
Well, I don't need a 5-foot bubble.
No. I'm just saying they stand very far away from who they're talking to.
Right. I just don't like close talkers.
Right.
Oh, I hate close talkers. Yeah, being married to a Cuban, they thought I hated...
Have I met him?
No.
Okay.
It's this guy, Royce Lopez Jr.
Oh, the fucking scoundrel is running around there making jokes like I make jokes.
That rapscallion.
What a scoundrel.
They thought I hated all of them because I wasn't as affectionate as they were.
And also, like, she hated all of them.
Because I didn't do things that I didn't think were normal for any culture to do, but they all did. And then they thought I was the one that hated them. I was just like, no.
She seems standoffish.
Yeah. Does she hate us? Does she hate us? She's not kissing and hugging and screaming.
Your arm every time she has an exciting point to make. I don't need to.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't need to touch anyone.
The other thing.
I actually did know that about Hispanics in general are like that. They're very touchy-feely.
With Cubans also.
A lot of other cultures are.
Yeah. With Cubans also, there's a big. Well, I think a lot. I would just say all Hispanics, and not even just Cubans. I will rope in all Hispanics. There is a big machismo culture.
Like, now, what kind of cheese is that?
Machismo, like, you know, like you're the alpha male. The woman does be at home raising the kids.
Yes, like, that is one thing I have noticed.
That doesn't seem like something social justice warriors would like.
No, they wouldn't. That's why I always laugh. Like, I'm like, dude, you understand that? And don't get me wrong, this isn't me commenting on the issue. Like, I think they should let I don't give a fuck if Mexicans come in. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't bother me any. But my point is, though, they're trying to protect. Oh, you know, they're just so impoverished. And by the way, also racist, assuming they're all fucking pieces of shit. They're all impoverished. We need to fucking help them. And then it's like, yeah, I get that. But when they come over here, they fucking don't like gay people. You know, like, they don't. Like, Hispanics, traditionally, yes. They don't, you know, and they're very alpha male, and they don't treat women well. Like, you know, I'm saying that as a Hispanic, I feel bad because I have seen women walk in.
Hold on. I got to correct you there real quick. Treat women well compared to what? The American mindset is what
right, correct, correct.
Constitutes treating a woman well.
Correct.
Because they're out of every ethnicity that I've met, and I travel a lot, and I've met just about every single one of them. The tightest, closest family communities I've ever seen are Hispanic ones.
Oh, no, I know. But what I mean is that I have seen – there's this thing I think called the Hispanic glare. They look like at women, and Mexicans are guilty most of the time of doing it. But if a girl walks by,
Latin crime here.
I'm allowed to say this. And a girl,
of course you are. That's why I'm just.
And a girl walks by
with an itty bitty waist,
and they just stare at her like they do. Even if the girl makes face. You know when you're looking at checking a chick out, and they make eye contact with you, you look away for a second, like not to be a creep.
They get sprung.
Yeah, you get sprung.
They lock it. They lock the eye contact. You know?
It's true. They're just doing what the rules were in the Oxford University about the eye contact and being not racist.
You know what, Emery? You're Marie Lopez now, so you're de facto allowed to talk about this now.
Yes.
The best thing about the internet is you can search anything. So I looked at.
Oh wow! Thank you. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I looked at do Hispanic men stare at women, and I found a forum. Thingy whatever is a tech forum, but the topic is, do Mexican guys stare at women blatantly?
Thank you. And see, I told you it's a thing.
And the guy is saying, when I'm hanging out with my girlfriend, it seems like if we walk past a group of Mexican guys, whether it's in the supermarket or anywhere, they just blatantly stare at her. It's not even subtle at all. They swivel their heads and follow.
Yes.
Or is it just me being paranoid?
Nope.
They do that.
They're like animals at the watering hole.
Well, why don't you relax? Because I'm Hispanic. So relax.
I mean, it's not even if you're in the same location as one person and they stare. I've gotten people where I hate to sound racist, but I do a lot of outdoor running, and there's always long guys that are driving by, and there's always a guy on the passenger side, because there's usually three of them in the truck. The passenger side will stick his head out the window completely and do a full swivel as driving to make sure I knew as I was running along the sidewalk that he was still staring at me.
Okay, now, I have a question.
Well, actually, that's just the patriarchy, and has nothing to do with race. Hey, guys, it's Brent. I'm back. I've been at various women marches, and that's why I've been gone.
As a woman, or?
First off, Mitch, don't assume my gender. As you can see, the social justice thing was right down my alley. Even though I was created before that, this is perfectly.
I was going to say, fits in perfectly.
This fits in perfectly. So the best part is about Brett. Already have a character. Don't have to make up a new one. Social justice, Brett, at your service.
Jesus Christ.
Real quick, I have a question, Marie. What is more egregious, the blatant staring or like the what the Italians do, like the catcalling?
You're a cat!
I prefer...
You're a cat!
I prefer the blatant...
No.
Isn't that what catcalling is?
What I'm referring to is like when Italians like whistle and say, hey, baby, what's up? Like that kind of thing.
I prefer...
Hey, baby, what's up?
Can I answer?
Hello, yes, this is Kat.
I prefer staring to Italian catcalling because at least with staring, I don't have to respond.
You don't have to respond to catcalling either.
Oh, the question's left out there, and
Marie,
someone's got to answer.
Marie would have to, knowing her personality.
No, I know Marie. I mean, I've seen guys hit on Marie, and then their face turns from hope to horror immediately the moment she brings up something they did not expect Marie to talk about.
I would hit on you, except for the size of your nose. It's like just something that would just completely rip them apart.
So mean, like just hurts people's feelings.
You're too short for me, stupid.
Royce thinks I say the most horrendous stuff, and he never actually hears the discussion because he backs away and lets me do my thing.
Yeah, I never get in the way,
but I never say anything mean.
That's according to what she thinks is mean. Remember, keep in mind.
This is coming through the filter of Marie.
Subjectively speaking, maybe to normal people.
Marie, I haven't been there in any of these interactions. I'm going to tell you right now, you probably said some mean stuff.
No, I think I scare them with my intelligence level.
Shut up.
Nerd. No, seriously, I don't say rude stuff. I think I just answer in a way with strangers where I'm probably a little bit more professional and... So I might use bigger words.
I don't think that's what it is. It's not because you're smart. So I'm trying to compliment yourself.
But if I'm not trying to compliment myself, I don't think I'm being mean on purpose.
Yeah, you never think you're being mean to me, but you're mean to me a lot.
You've been mean to me for the last 9 years, and you don't think you're doing it on purpose.
I'm being friendly.
See, that's what I mean.
That's the point. You think you're being charming, but sometimes you're just really an asshole about it.
So mean. How many times have I said, Marie... I understand you weren't trying to be mean, but that person thinks you hate them. There's people that have said, when I first met you, I hated you. Like, I've heard three people in my life say, when I first met, and now they're friends with her, but when I first met you, I hated you. Because
I be honest? Like, there's been times where I've, like, hung up, like, you know, from the Skype call with you guys after a show. I'm like, I think Marie's mad at me, or she's mad at me. I think she dislikes me this week. I don't know what happened. And then, you know, it took me a few years where I was like, oh, okay, it's just Marie. But now imagine a complete stranger getting your quick remarks. You can come off as mean.
I think it's adorable.
Of course you do.
I think it's just people being threatened by my intelligence.
Oh, Jesus.
Shut up.
There's never any ill will or malice. I obviously love you guys, and I'm not trying to get you to hate me. So
we're not talking about that part. We're talking about with complete strangers.
Right. I love complete strangers, and I think that they're wonderful people. No, I don't. They're
Royce,
the worst.
Would it seem as like we're calling it mean, but would it seem as bad if it were either coming from a guy or a girl who wasn't attractive?
I think.
Or is it the fact that Marie, you know, is semi-attractive and the fact that she comes up with clever and pretty brutal shit to say?
It's brutal. It's both. It's disarming because she says like brutal things and. In a very normal girl voice, which you don't expect to hear from her. Like, I always wonder that. Like, when this isn't to compliment her, because as you can see, she does that by herself very well.
Yeah, of course she does. She loves it.
She's got tennis elbow from fucking patting her own back.
I'm secure in my abilities.
Fucking relax, all right? Yeah, you're fucking super smart. I get it.
Tell you that.
Yeah, seriously. Jesus. But, but no, the thing is, like, she says things sometimes where, like, I'm like, man, I normally, and I hang out with a lot of different people, but I've never heard in my life a girl say that sentence. Am I wrong to say that? Like, there's some things Marie says that you go, I've never really heard a girl say that sentence. And it's like a brutal thing that you would hear guys say, and you're like, that's not something the girl would say. And I go, I'm used to that. We're used to that, obviously. But to someone who's not used to that, it comes across like, whoa, who the fuck is this bitch?
A bitch that grew up with a lot of guys around. I had older brothers. I had to learn how to be tough.
I'm so smart. That's what it is. The thing is the guys, they're just intimidated by my brain. Shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm not calling them idiots, so I'm not being mean.
It's just that I'm so smart that when I talk to guys, they just don't know.
All right. Well, okay.
I'll take a unicorn latte.
I have an example, and this clip will actually play, I think. It just says Marie on Royce talking too much.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, maybe Tickleback sounded too erotic, so then they changed it.
Is that like Tiddlywinks?
Drink. God damn it.
I don't even get the Tiddlywinks reference.
It's Sir Royce.
Just
Sir,
listen Sir back to the beginning part of the show. Royce. It takes way too long to explain. Let's just say Royce went down a Royce trail for a while there, so.
Royce doesn't talk.
Every time he See, it's the quick little, it's that shit right there.
That was, okay,
yeah,
that
Royce
was
doesn't talk. Like, that kind of shit
was,
right there
that
is
mean.
The, yeah.
I'll tell you what that is. That's the Twitch. I have a Twitch.
Which can come off as mean.
Yes!
I have a Twitch in my head where I think.
Twitch rhymes with bitch, by the way. Keep that in mind.
Yes, it does.
Where I'm going through a Rolodex of funny things to say, and sometimes I'll land on something that I know is wrong, but then it becomes too funny, and then I have to say it out loud anyways, because it's like it got stuck in there, and I had to get it out, so that was a Twitch. Sorry. It was mean. You're right. I'm mean.
It was funny, though.
Well, otherwise, it turns into a brain embolism.
Well, I mean, it's like one of those things where I'm like, oh, crap, I thought of it. And if I don't say it, then no one's thought of it. And this needs to be thought. I'm doing the world a service, guys.
Are you? Because it seems like you're just being a jerk to everyone.
Well, people seem to like it. So am I really being
funny.
A jerk?
I guess. I mean, some people like it. A lot of people think you're a bitch, though.
Maybe it's like learning how to enjoy mushrooms. You don't really like it as a kid. You're not supposed to like it. It's a fungus. But you develop a taste for it, and all of a sudden, chicken marsala seems awesome.
You don't like it. That's fun right in the name.
I have another one here. It's a minute long, but I just have these labeled as Marie being brutal. And it just says Marie wants to fire Dutch.
Oh, okay.
So an everyday occurrence.
Oh, you sure? Wait, Dutch, you sure it isn't saying Dutch intimidated by Marie's intelligence? Are you sure?
Nice. When you're on again, off again, tart again relationship.
And my somewhat still slightly affable qualities.
Yeah, there you go.
All around, I'm Irish.
Now somebody would say potato famine and we move on. Sean?
Potato famine.
All right, hey. Moving on. All
right.
Hot potato.
Why do you have that, Dutch?
Why does he have that?
I don't, dude. I have clips for anything. I just grab random stuff.
Can we start paying him for like a second just to fire him?
Dutch.
Hey, Dutch, remember when everyone's like saying, Dutch, remember how you were saying she's a jerk?
Well, you mean give him a salary, fire him right away, then rehire him back for free?
Yes.
See, I still think it's funny.
It is funny, but that's the reason why I isolated it. But it was just, it's that shit, that quick little, can we pay him so we can fire him like that?
Well, I just thought, what's the most demoralizing thing that could happen to a
exactly.
person?
Exactly. And that's why we love you. And that's why you're probably the best female personality on internet radio. But you can't deny and try and cover up that your brutalness, which is the highest entertainment quality of you, is intelligence. It's not you could be a mean person, which is hilarious. So just let it be that.
I don't want to let it be.
Mean bitch.
Seriously, man.
Fine. Agree to disagree.
Why do I have so many clips of you being mean?
Because you like it.
That's the point. But the reason why I keep playing this is it's not because I don't like it, but I don't like you mischaracterizing it for intelligence.
Listen,
shut up. You're a funny, mean bitch, and just let that be your thing.
I am only mean because you trained me to be this way.
Oh, are you doing the I learned it from watching you?
No, stop it.
Conditional behavior states that if I get the reaction I want, I will keep doing it. And you guys always laugh.
Do you think Royce would be attracted to you if you didn't have that in you beforehand?
He was definitely attracted to
this is a conditional behavior.
He was attracted to the butt.
You do have a nice butt.
It was,
but that's it.
It was the butt.
The rest of you is just icky and awful. Your soul is just,
tar.
But that's why it's awesome.
Just tar.
It's her intelligence. Don't you get it?
That's what it is. You're right. It's your intelligence. I'm too intelligent. That's the reason why people get shut down. No, you're mean and it's awesome. Just be cool with that.
I wash my hands after I poop. I'm so smart.
You guys are saying synonyms to me. I'm only mean because I am smart. Dumb people can't be mean.
Dumb people can be mean. Look at the Westboro Baptist Church. Dumb people can be mean.
All right, I'm starting to get tired of this. What did you guys do this weekend?
Fucking mind our own business.
We had a bunch of people.
Did you really? Did nothing?
No, we had a bunch of people.
We had a bunch of people
over.
We
had a rotating.
We had like a steady shift of different people in and out of the house, yeah. Basically.
As one couple left, another couple came over. It was.
Yeah, our buddy Charlie and Casey came over first Friday, and they were just hanging out. We were just drinking. And sitting outside with our new lawn furniture, and it was nice. And then as they left,
Mark and Tina came over because they were crashing in our place to go somewhere else the
with
next
our
day.
With our
Marky Mark.
Yeah,
they came over.
So we had a nice breakfast / lunch with them, and then they left.
Aww.
And then after they left, Joyce and Joe came over, and we hung out, and so we were just a lot of hanging out.
Yeah, pretty much. It's nice when you can hang out at your house and you don't have to.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
That's
dude.
Why I love throwing barbecues.
Yes.
You can have a party at your place. It's the best.
I didn't have to.
We did
on,
barbecue too. It was great.
We did. I didn't have to put on pants once.
No. So it was great. Like you can just it's your own house. You do whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly.
So people were just coming over, like yeah, whatever. Oh, we did get kind of loud. Mark and Tina come over with our friend Mandy, who's also a burlesque performer. She came outside. It's just a really loud laugh. And we were out back in the backyard at 1:45. And this is the first time we ever had an issue with our neighbor. But I said something, and she laughed really loud. And then I just see our neighbor come down, who's the younger Russian couple there. They have a couple of kids. She comes, and she goes, "Excuse me, the kids are trying to sleep." And I go, I'm sorry, ma'am. We're going to go.
Was that going to laugh?
No, it was really loud.
No, it's one of those like...
Like that?
No.
Closer.
I did it already, but it's more like a... it's not like that either. How many laughs do you have?
It's adorable.
How many laughs
I have
do
a lot,
have?
Actually. I forgot about that.
It's not even a laugh.
I love Will Ferrell.
But no, it's more like a...
like, oh my God. That almost sounds like a cough.
Yeah. It just kind of starts and just gets louder. And it was loud. It was a loud laugh.
Our neighbors weren't
I mean,
happy.
It's great during the daytime. I will admit, having a laugher in your group of friends is the best.
It really does raise the mood, doesn't it?
It really does. Like, somebody that has a good laugh that's contagious and they laugh a lot and they love laughing, like, you feel funnier, the group is having a good time just because that one... You have to have a laugher in your party. You don't have one. Find somebody that loves laughing.
It's like a healer in an MMORPG. No, if you have one, it makes it way... Like, you could beat the boss without one.
Oh, like
one.
A paladin.
Yeah, like you could beat the boss without one.
A good laugher is a group.
Right? Am I wrong?
That's a great analogy. That's the reason why I'm laughing. That's really
because
good.
Because you could beat a boss without him, but bro, it makes it so much better if you have one.
Oh, much easier.
Yeah, so having a laugher, because having a laugher, what happens is a lot of people think, oh yeah, they just laugh at your easy jokes. No, what happens is that you tell more jokes, so you make even better jokes, because you encourage the joke around this person.
Well, and just in general, I think humans are drawn to some sort of laughter, like, you know, honey birds or... Yeah, hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds. hummingbirds. To coconut milk. Wait, hold on. What does he like?
Hummingbird milk? Even though hummingbirds don't make milk, by
no,
the way.
He likes ginger ale. He produces
ginger ale.
Either way, we're cross-referencing show characters at this point. Anyways, but no. Like having that kind of stuff, it makes people go, okay, what's so funny over here? And that's gonna like make people like who don't normally talk to each other want to start talking. It's like pollination,
right? So that's
speaking
great.
Of pollination and comedy. I found out I'm really good at making HDTV memes.
He hasn't stopped making these HDTV memes.
We introduced John to the meme last week, and he's consistently been making solid gold.
Good ones.
Yeah.
Was that talked about on Hippo Juice or was that on DNR?
I don't remember.
It was DNR, right?
DNR.
It was DNR, okay.
I can't separate the bits anymore.
All the shows. I can't remember what we talk about on the air or off the air or which show it is.
Man, I forget. Like sometimes I have podcast listeners like comment on something we talked about during the week and I'm like, man, I don't know. And I go, what? And they go, yeah, you talked about, I don't remember. I go, I didn't remember saying that. I don't remember any.
Would you like to hear one, Dutch?
I would, yes.
HGTV be like, my wife sells extended warranties for rain ponchos and I set up hopscotch courts part time. Our budget is $2.6 million.
Hopscotch set up. John's
I also
one
like
off.
This one. HGTV be like, I'm the president of a Wes Anderson fan club and my wife babysits pet rocks. Our budget is $2.4 million.
John said one that John, you need to make this into one because it killed me off air right before we started, where you said, I'm a pug historian. Oh my God.
HETV.
That's going to be my next one.
That killed me.
HETV be like, my wife sells extended warranties for rain ponchos and I set up hotscotch courses part time.
That's what he just read.
Oh,
Where's the beef?
Shut up.
God. We haven't had one of those in a long time. HGTV be like, I am a sea monkey farmer. My wife is a finger paint art critic. Our budget is $5.7 million.
See, this is John. Did you not? You were so happy to read the next one. Did you not see what he just where's the beef did? I was going to bash him for the next 30 minutes.
John didn't want to bash. John is a nice boy.
No, yes. I love my ricey poo.
John also has a lot of these to get through.
He does.
That's the point, is that he has a lot of these to get through.
All right, so Dutch, you want to hear another one?
I want to make fun of Royce, but I can't anymore.
Not too late. HGTV be like, I make homemade kazoos and my wife hangs seedless grapes in people's living rooms. Our budget is $1.7 million.
Why, though?
HGTV be like, my wife makes art out of salads and I polish pennies I salvage from fountains. Our budget is $1.6
million. Oh, salad art. That sounds like something that could be a job.
I also love the pictures of these hipsters you're finding. By the way, it makes it better. You have to look at the pictures of the hipsters.
Post these in the chat room because I can't. I'm not getting the visual.
HGTV be like, I teach slam poetry at the YMCA, and my wife tickles freshwater turtles Mondays and Fridays. Our budget is $4.7 million.
Tickles freshwater turtles.
Why
freshwater? I like that it's freshwater.
HGTV be like, I am a freelance accordion tuner. My wife breeds Chilean sea bass. Our budget is $3.2 million.
Why do you think of these dumb things?
So quickly and so many.
I just look at... No, I can't give it away. No, I can't.
No, you have a formula?
Because then everybody will be able to do them.
You have a formula?
I do, actually.
The pictures are great too, man. These hipsters.
Yeah, what are you searching for when you're finding these?
I type in hipster
don't
couples.
Don't give away your secrets. Don't tell them. This is your thing.
For the photos, I do hipster couples 2017.
Oh, you have to put the year. Okay.
Well, I'm sure I can put any year, and it would have just like different, I guess, clothing style.
No, you're right. The hipster movement transforms itself so quickly. If you put in a different year, they wouldn't look like the hipsters we know.
And now hipsters are going to start spitting on the floor because China's doing it, and that's going to be a thing.
Speaking of which, HGTV be like, I found a coffee can with a Honus Wagner baseball card in it, and my wife does things with the color topaz. Our budget is $1.5 million.
Do things with the
What do you
color
mean
topaz?
Does things with the color topaz?
Wait, very vague.
What do you mean
kidding
does
me?
Things?
That first one, her job was the fact that she found a priceless baseball card. Like, that's fucking... Yeah. Honus Wagner in a coffee can. Please read that again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. HGTV be like, I found a coffee can with a Honus Wagner baseball card in it, and my wife does things with topaz, with the color topaz.
His job was that he found something priceless. That's, dude.
Once.
That is brilliant,
Honus Wagner card sold for $2.1 million.
That is the most valuable baseball card out there. And the fact that John knows that and put it in a coffee can, that's very funny.
Why is that very the most funny. Valuable baseball card?
Or how about this one? HGTV.
Because it's so rare. There's barely an out there. Sorry, yeah. John. Go ahead.
HGTV be like, I volunteer my time at a pizza joint needing dough. My wife sells timeshares on the moon. Our budget is $2.7 million.
Timeshares on the moon? I feel like you would be valuable. You would have that money if you're doing timeshares on the moon.
Mm-hmm. Wagner baseball card is probably the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, I got another one that might tickle your funny bone.
That's their job, Dutch, is that they found a card.
Really, no. They don't need a job anymore because they found something that requires no more job.
That's the thing, is that that wasn't a job. He found it
such
once.
Such a hipster thing to say. Like that. Oh, my God.
No. HGTV be like, I restore vintage wheelbarrows and my wife folds envelopes Mondays and Thursdays. Our budget is $1.7 million.
Man, these people have really good work-life balances.
Well, wait till you hear this next one. HGTV be like, I make transmissions for model trains and my wife reflavors chewing gum. Our budget is $3.2 million.
Now, see, reflavors chewing gum sounds like a hipster job.
Do trains have transmissions? I'm sorry.
How else are they going to go forward?
Do trains have Welcome back, Mitch. Do whatever you want. Where did you go?
I had to go poopy.
Oh, okay. That's
he
fine.
Said it in the Skype
that's
chat.
That's allowed because I
knew where
all the
he
time.
Went.
So then he's just in time for me to say this one. HGTV be like, I harvest bee honey for beard wax and my wife makes penny loafers for tabby cats. Our budget is $4.3 million.
I just thought of
that
tabby.
That extra million is because it rhymes.
I just thought of tabby cats and penny loafers. They still have the pennies in the shoes.
Yes.
Is there pictures of tabby cats and penny loafers? The internet exists, so the answer is yes, right?
That sounds so cute.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Not as cute as this one. HGTV be like, I make bird feeders out of pine cones. My wife writes jokes for Bazooka Joe rappers. Our budget is $2.3 million.
John, did you go to work this week?
I think I did.
Can I ask a question? Did you come up with the majority of these the day after last week?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I figured. HGTV. We charged you with doing these. We told you you had free reign to just pepper them in throughout the show, and you maybe gave us like one or two, and then you probably had like a creative burst the next day.
Oh yeah, like almost every day.
Yeah, we had a daily dose of HGTV memes from John.
I can see.
I can't find any cats and penny loafers. I'm very disappointed.
HGTV be like, I only repair antique typewriters, and my wife prepares toast dinners at the YMCA 4 days a year. Our budget is $1.2
million. Toast dinners?
Yeah.
All right, HGTV. John. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
HGTV be like, I make decorative macaroni container displays, and my wife makes mood rings from recycled bottles. Our budget is $4.5 million.
Mood rings.
Okay, now we're getting overload. So you need to save these for next week because now
there's a lot of them.
We're not getting the same response if you have too many. It's like, you know, getting
well,
stung
I got
by
three
bees
more, and then that's it.
Of course,
three more.
Here we go. You have the last 13 minutes of the show to just pepper them in whatever you want.
Okay, so HGTV be like, I rotate
all of them right now.
HGTV be like, I rotate tires on Matchbox cars, and my wife coordinates tea parties for Barbie dolls. Our budget is $2.5 million.
It's really okay. Using a lot of pepper there.
Enough. Enough. No more.
I'm sorry.
So, Mitch, what did you do? No, you're good. Mitch, what did you do this weekend?
My week has been really busy.
He ripped his entire house apart.
No, I'm putting my... together now. Sherry ripped my house
Sherry
apart.
Sherry ripped it apart.
So this weekend we hung drywall, and I've been taping it.
Did you hang it with a bed sheet?
We used screws.
That was good. You know what? I'm going to applaud John for his Aaron Hernandez joke.
Thank you. Oh, wait. I just got a notification. Facebook is now blocking me.
Oh, man. Aww. That sucks.
You're in the slammer now.
Hope someone takes care of that.
So what? Just your living room, or do you get the upstairs done too?
We hung the living room ceiling and we hung everything. It's all hung and we've been taping it. Actually, at work today, our network servers are all down, so I can't work. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go home then because I have better shit to do.
Oh, nice. You got a good homework day in.
So I just left work and I came home to start taping and working.
That drywall looks really good. Looks like a padded wall.
So
that's what they all look like.
Your systems were just down the whole day? Like, just you couldn't work?
Like, everything I do is stored on a network drive. Like, all of my work is on a network drive, and they are down. They don't work. Because for some reason, my company's like, oh, we have a 12-terabyte drive. That's big enough for 250 people to share.
Oh, wow.
So they don't let you save locally, or you just choose to use the network drive?
Well, we need to use the network drive so that I can work on the same projects at the same time as other people.
Right, and other people have to be able to access them.
Okay, yeah. So you're collaborating, they make you use a network thing, and then it shuts down for an entire day. So you get a free vacation day?
No, it's possibly shut down until Thursday.
Holy shit.
Have you tried using the cloud? That's what all the kids are using.
No, see, they actually are making it even more restrictive. Like, we used to be able to use like Dropbox and WeTransfer and you know, Hightail, whatever, all these other things. And then they're like, no, we can't do that anymore. So we're just going to shut everything down without telling anyone. And they're like, but that's how we get people to send us radio shows to edit for them to send to their stations. That's why they pay us money. So
are you going to pay while they fix this or no?
I took vacation time for it.
You have to take your own vacation time because of their network failure.
Well, the other option was to sit at work and watch YouTube videos all day while my house wasn't getting work done.
I would have done that and got paid.
Yeah, I would go stir crazy if I wasn't doing something as well.
Yeah.
Why Dropbox? I had a better use of my time. What's the fucking problem with using Dropbox? What's the big security risk?
I don't know. I think, they don't want our clients' names getting out there, even though I don't think they will. They don't really understand how things work. But,
well,
I don't know.
I guess you can't control personal information being sent from employees, like, unless you have
a public site like Dropbox. If you have your own network,
you would have to have some pretty strong IT snooping going on to make sure that people are following the rules.
Basically, they just shut everyone off. They're just like, okay, Dropbox is now blacklisted. Nobody can use it. And then it's like, they also shut off. Like, we mainly use WeTransfer to get all of our files because it's free and you can send up to 2 gigs of data at a time. And most of our files that we're getting in are anywhere from 250 to 500 megabytes at a time. So they're just like, okay, WeTransfer is done. Can't use that anymore. I'm like, go home then?
Are they even realizing that they're losing money by doing this? Shutting down?
Well, they fixed it. I wouldn't say they fixed it quickly, but we were not quiet about not being able to work.
We fixed the glitch.
They fixed the problem that they created.
Well, good. I'm glad you were vocal.
All right,
they break your shit.
So they solved their issue. Did you thank them?
No.
You should. They solved it. And look, they gave you vacation time to fix your house.
They made the program. They made the problem, and then they fixed it.
Right, just like Sherry made the problem in your house, and you have to fix it. Like, it's all the same thing.
That's what I want to talk about, like how much of your house is left done or not done.
We are basically living in our dining room.
Did your bedroom too?
Well, no, our bedroom is done. We're not touching that one. That one's fine. But like all of our couch and our TV and everything is now in the dining room. So we watch TV in there, and the living room is, you know, the ceiling's hung and it's just a mess, and I don't want to have anything out there because when I tape it, you know, mud gets everywhere and there's going to be plastic down forever. So,
any kind of drywall work, it just
yeah. mess. But like the upstairs, as you can see in the pictures, is just completely, you know, just a mess. So that's going to be done.
Is it going to be ready by Royce Presents?
Wait, oh, absolutely.
Good, perfect. Because I mean, if I have
Royce, what's the title?
Royce Lopez Presents Mitch and Sherry's Wedding featuring DJ Duel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Okay. I keep forgetting.
Yeah. The upstairs, is he going to
be ready by that event?
Everything will be done. I don't know. I mean, it depends, but I don't know if we'll have carpet upstairs yet or not, but nobody's going up there except us, so that doesn't matter.
Matters to me.
Everyone else is staying, everything is going
to
be done.
No, it matters to me. I want to be able to go anywhere in the house and be comfortable.
Well, I mean, you can go upstairs if you want.
No, but I want my feet to be on carpeted floor. Thank you.
Okay, now hold on.
Just pretend it's hardwood.
Because I'm not on Facebook.
I'll give you hardwood.
I was going to say, because I'm not on Facebook and I don't see any of this stuff. Okay, so Royce and Marie, you guys are driving up, right?
No, we're flying. What are you talking about?
Yeah, who's going to, what, why? From Florida?
This is the reason why I should get back on Facebook, because my
this hasn't Chelsea, been discussed on Facebook.
Well, okay.
Messenger, I guess. But
all I know is Kelsey's on the assumption you guys are driving up and you guys are staying there from when to when?
Thursday to Sunday.
Why don't we just talk about it off air since the show's almost yeah. over?
It's so more fun to do it now because there's only 4 minutes left. So
yeah, but I don't. You know what? Why don't we like not give the world our travel
plans? All I need to know is I want my suite back without Marie and Royce there.
Your suite?
Your suite?
I have a suite. I named it after myself. Did you not see where I drew?
Oh, the upstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's going to be our room now.
Damn it.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. How about that? How about I get first dibs because I'm better friends with Mitch and Sherry than you are. How about that?
Yeah, I'll and we also right fixed the toilet problem. We fixed the toilet problem upstairs. Dutch, you won't be breaking that toilet yeah, anymore because we just ripped it out.
Yeah, you fixed the
don't
toilet.
Don't give him a challenge.
You fixed the toilet.
We just don't have a toilet up there anymore.
Oh, there's nowhere bathroom?
Well, I mean, we need to put a new toilet in. It's just, it'll be easy
just cut
to
a
not
hole in the floor.
You made it seem like you were extending that whole upstairs bedroom
I wish.
Out.
I wish, but.
Could you? I'm trying to, like, remember the layout of your house.
We'd have to flip the bathroom around into that little tiny bedroom.
Yeah,
but the problem is.
Nook thing, yeah.
The problem is there's the plumbing thing where the stack doesn't allow us to flip
it doesn't
the toilet
line up.
Around.
Yeah, yeah. So I get you.
It's a goofy fucking house.
I like your house. I think you guys have a great house.
No, I like the house. It's just really fucking goofy because it's just made for old, tiny people.
What year was it built in? Do you remember?
1950.
Jesus.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's how old my house is.
We don't have any old houses here in Orlando. All the fucking houses are like built in the early 2000s.
Yeah, before that it was a swamp.
I think our house is like 65. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, at this point we're just kind of fixing up the house. So we're going to make it look really nice and then we're going to flip it pretty soon. Not pretty soon, but eventually.
And are you guys getting out of that area?
Yeah. Like a couple of days ago, Sherry was taking Sterling for a walk, and there were cops flying all over the place, and one of them stopped and talked to her. Like, have you seen this a red truck, blah, blah, blah? Because it was telling children that they had puppies in the back or something like that.
Did they have puppies in the back?
Yeah, like some dude was trying to lure kids.
Whoa. What if this guy was giving out real puppies?
What if it was a good puppy?
I don't know.
And so basically you have some kid. So what? So you have to move because there's pedophiles in there? Big deal.
Well, like 2 weeks earlier, the same thing. We were taking Sterling for a walk and then cops were going around and one of them stopped by us and said, hey, have you seen anybody fighting? Because we've been getting reports of like domestic abuse or something like
that. They
were
probably fighting over who gets the free puppy. It sounds like your neighborhood is awesome, man.
Yeah,
like,
there's free puppies.
The cops
all,
don't like it.
You've been to my neighborhood. You know it's not awesome.
It is awesome. And there's puppies on every corner.
Well, there are lots of puppies.
And the streets are paved with gold.
You guys can move to Florida.
How's that go that far?
you fuck everybody. You know, fuck you guys.
But don't get mad at me because your state sucks. You've admitted that your state sucks.
My state sucks, but we fucking have snow. We don't have snow like the rest of you shitheads.
Yeah, but you have insects year-round.
Yeah, but how do you go ice fishing?
Why would we go ice fishing? We could go regular fishing all the time.
It's true.
We could just go regular fishing always.
And not be cold ever.
Yeah, but you don't, though.
Well, we don't.
We don't fish because we're not rednecks, but you are. You could do it if you wanted to.
We thought about diving for mussels once.
Yeah.
Scallops.
You should do that. Do that.
But we didn't because then we're like, meh.
All right, it's time to wrap up. So let's just do that, okay? We're going to wrap up. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm mean to people.
John, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm really good at making up HGTV memes.
Ah, you should have read one right there.
I didn't think you guys would give me enough time.
What do you mean enough time? Just do it.
No.
Rebel.
He's not your buddy.
Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I am the fixer of Sherry's things that she breaks.
Chill, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I'm wearing a compression sock like an old man because I twisted my ankle 3 weeks ago.
And I'm better than you because I'm in Facebook jail planning my escape. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Hippo Juice tomorrow. Marie won't be here. Mitch, you're going to fill in, right? Awesome.
I'll be there for the last half or last hour of the show.
We'll patchwork together a show. Don't worry. I mean, don't worry. Marie already pointed out I talk all the time, so it should be fine. Thank you for listening, guys. We're out of here. John, you want to read that last one before we go out?
I don't have it with me. I'm sorry.
Perfect.